Hello and praise the Lord. Happy New Year. Yes, I know the year is gone, and the first week of January 2024 is almost over. But as we said yesterday, we have no problem wishing you a Happy New Year, because that is a prayer. That is a good message that we are wishing you, that God's favor, grace, joy, and happiness will accompany you in all that you shall do in the year 2024. This is the year of overflow, and we trust God that His grace and His abundance will overflow for us in all that we shall do and pursue in this new year. Amen. Glory be to God. Yesterday, we saw that God is more than a travel agent. He goes ahead of us, planning places for us. That is what the word was telling us. Searching places for us to come in. Hallelujah. You know, nothing takes God by surprise. All the experiences you shall go through in 2024, from January through February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, and December, are well laid out, and they are all planned. None will take God by surprise. Nothing will find you that He has not weighed, and He's so sure that it is for your good, and it is meant to propel you to the next level. But Moses reminded the Israelites that instead of all what you saw, you never trusted in the Lord who went ahead of you. My brother, my sister, can we just agree that for us to experience the overflow that God has promised us in this new year, that God, that we shall trust Him, that we shall lean on Him, and that we shall design our fate to Him. I like telling people that God is not a farmer who is in the business of fattening some animals for the slaughter. No, God is not setting you up. He's not setting you up for failure. He's not setting you up to destroy you. No, you are His child. He loves you. He knows the plans that He has for you. Plans of welfare to give you a future that is filled with hope. Yes, while that is happening, I want us today to learn how we need to trust God with the whole of our heart. And I'm reminded of the words in the book of Proverbs chapter 3 from verse 5. Proverbs chapter 3 from verse 5. Trust in the Lord with the whole of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. What an encouragement. That is why we are saying, trust God with all your heart. God is telling you, I know you have past experiences. I know there are some things that will happen to you in 2024 that resemble what happened previously. But I want you to trust me with the whole of your heart. I want you to lean on me. I want you to acknowledge your ways to me. Don't try to do it the way you did it before. It's going to fail. It's like Joshua trying to strike River Jordan so that it can part and the Israelites can go through. And it never worked. Until this time he saw a man and he was wondering, how do I go about it? Trust in the Lord with the whole of your heart. Don't handle your child's experience this year the way you handled with the other one last year. Don't do it the way you did it last year. The environment has changed. The grace is different. The timing is different. Trust in the Lord with the whole of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Don't bring old experiences into the new year. Don't bring old habits into the new year. Trust God for something different. God, I thank you for this business. I'm going to. I know I have handled several businesses there before, but I trust you to guide me in this new one that I am undertaking. I resign my faith to you, and I trust you with all your heart, with all my heart. Yes, you know your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your path successful. God is telling us not to do things behind His back, not just to do things to satisfy our own curiosity or ego, but to acknowledge our ways to Him. if you are going to avoid danger, if you are going to avoid demonic sabotage, if you are going to avoid things coming our way that can hinder our overflow in the year 2024, my brother and my sister, trust in the Lord with the whole of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. You don't want to hear Moses telling you, in spite of all this, you did not trust in the Lord your God. God is telling us to trust him. God is telling us to shine our faith in him. God is telling us to trust his intentions. Whether we feel him or we don't, it has nothing to do with the feelings. It has everything to do with the faith. We believe that God is there and he is working for our good. Do you know why we are going to have an year of overflow? Yes, because we are going to trust in the Lord with the whole of our hearts, and we shall not lean on our own understanding. God bless you. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we are grateful for encouraging us through your word and reminding us to trust you with the whole of our heart, to lean on you and not to lean on our own understanding, to resign our feet to you, and to know that you are in control, and to know that your intentions, your plans, and your purposes for us are all good. Help us to trust you. Help us to lean on you and to know that you have already gone ahead of us and you shall make our path successful. Help my brother and my sister where they are feeling afraid to trust you with the whole of their heart. Thank you for speaking to us. In Jesus' name, we pray and we believe. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful for sharing your time with me, taking time to listen to this inspiration to encourage me, and even to be a blessing. You are blessed, and I thank God because of your support and because of sharing your moment with me. May God give you an ear of overflow in all that you will do today. You are blessed, and you are a blessing. Happy New Year. Thank you.